Hello, everybody. Promising news out of Nebraska as we just finished our rally there. We dive deep into the details regarding the Nebraska winner-take-all system and then the abortion decision in Arizona, our take and what we think the next move needs to be. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And become a member at members.charliekirk.com to listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Lots to cover today, as we had an amazing event last night in Omaha, Nebraska. We have some pictures we could throw up there. We had standing room only. We had to actually turn some people away. It was incredible. We had overflow capacity. In the main room, it was completely jam-packed, and the energy was just incredible. I love Nebraska. The patriots of Nebraska are wholesome. They are energetic. They are dedicated to fixing this once and for all. So we had this huge audience. We did this event, and after the event, all of a sudden, we got some big news because the Democrats in Nebraska, national Democrats in the media, were saying, oh, you guys ran out of time in the legislative session, and you have no evidence that the governor's actually going to do anything when it comes to a special session. NebraskaExaminer.com. Pillen staffer confirms Charlie Kirk's talk of Nebraska winner-take-all session. Pillen has publicly embraced a possible special session after comments by national talk show host Charlie Kirk, who worked with the NEGOP to hold the political rally. Quote, the governor, and he tweeted this out as well, the governor looks forward to partnering with legislative leaders to move winner-take-all forward in a special session when there is sufficient support in the legislature to pass it. Not if, when. I love that diction, that word selection. When there is enough support. Very well could have been, if we get it and we don't know. No, that is a very promising word selection. Governor Pillen is an enthusiastic supporter of winner take all and has been from the start. We'll sign it into law the moment the legislature puts it on its desk. Now, this morning, there are stories now running in the Associated Press, CNN, major news outlets across the country. Let me read to you the headline from the Associated Press. But before I do that, I want to play a little bit of a taste from CNN. CNN covered it perfectly. I would rarely say that about CNN, but CNN straight down the middle. I got to be honest, the media coverage of this has been, they don't really know how to spin this because it's very cut and dry. It's very clear. It's almost been clinical. It's here's what's happening. Here's the ask. The media usually, they pepper in all these attacks and all this sort of stuff. And it's almost as if, here's the facts, everybody. Not a lot of editorializing, I got to be honest. Not a lot of, of the typical garbage we've seen. Here is the CNN report on our Turning Point Action event last evening, Play Cut 59.
I mean, Nebraska is hardly a battleground state, but as you said, Omaha is becoming a battleground city because of that one electoral vote. And in a close presidential race, it's not a far-fetched scenario where this could be a tied contest and this electoral vote could matter. That is why Trump loyalists are paying so much attention to this conversation here. Last night, conservative activist Charlie Kirk held a rally with Trump supporters here trying to urge Republicans in the state to change the state election law.
And all the speakers were terrific yesterday, and the audience was engaged. And you never know when you go into these things. I mean, I give hundreds of speeches a year. You never know when you go to these events how the energy is going to be. I spoke at an event recently, and it just, the energy was off. I walked in there, woof. As soon as I felt the crowd, I said to myself, I said, I think this is going to get done. You have nearly 1,000 people on a weeknight, on a beautiful day in Nebraska, and they are there rallying, encouraging the governor, encouraging the unicameral. Here's a little bit more from my speech last evening, which, by the way, we are going to post the entire speech on our podcast page, and it is also on our Rumble if you guys want to see it. Play cut 71, please.
Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you that none of us want to live through in November. It is unacceptable for us to live through, and here's where it is. Let's look at this one scenario right here. I want you to imagine after, you know, a whole week of counting ballots and, you know, it's a counting week. I want you to imagine this. Donald Trump wins the state of Florida. Donald Trump flips the state of Georgia. Donald Trump wins the state of North Carolina. Donald Trump wins Ohio. He wins Iowa. He flips Arizona. He flips Nevada. And Joe Biden gets 270 electoral votes. And you see that little dot?
That little dot is Omaha, Nebraska. It was silent when I went through that map. I mean, it's not just persuasive. It is signed, sealed, and delivered. You see, if I would have done a rally to get Nebraska winner take all back in 2020, the math just didn't click that way. Remember, Illinois lost an electoral vote. Texas gained a couple electoral votes. Florida gained a couple electoral votes. Arizona gained a couple electoral votes. California lost one. New York lost one. And it just so happens the way that the allocation of the 538 electoral votes happened this year, Nevada gains, Arizona gains, Rust Belt minorly decreased, is just that sliver in Omaha is battleground zero, is battleground zero. Let's play cut 72, please.
You notice 48 other states go winner take all. 48 other states. Now, imagine, and by the way, it's not just, you know, us that are pinpointing this. This is how you know you're over the target, by the way. By the enemy's reaction, you can properly determine your action. Front page of New York Magazine this weekend. You ready for this? Nebraska Republicans may take the one electoral vote Biden needs most. Oh, yeah, they might. Oh, yeah.
Breaking news right now on Politico.com. Nebraska Republicans float special session to revive Trump-backed election rule change. The state currently awards some of its electoral college votes by congressional district, a key backstop for President Joe Biden. So let me repeat the big takeaway. We are confident that the governor will call a special session, and we are confident that this will get passed if you all continue to let them know how important this is. And I think we should publicly praise the governor in your communications. He broke the silence last night with his tweet in the press release saying, oh yeah, special session's on the table. We're looking at a special session. And understand that the operatives were saying, you guys are done. They were almost taunting us. The media was taking a preemptive victory lap last week. They said, oh, you guys couldn't get it done in the legislative session. And the governor has now broke the silence, and they are chilled, silenced. There was a Nebraska Democrat Party billboard literally outside of the church trying to troll us. And understand here, this is what's going to happen here. This is going to go from them being panicked to them getting very angry and very desperate. And that was the importance of the rally last night, is preparing people that the Democrats are now broadcasting to you, based on all the reports and everything, how important that little sliver in electoral vote is. The Democrat Super PAC had 3% of their budget was going to go to CD2. 3%. You may say, oh, that's not that much money. The Joe Biden Super PAC is planning to raise between $700 to $800 million. So let's say it's $700 million. What is 3% of $700 million? What is that, like $25, $27 million? Is that about right? Yeah, 10% would be $70 million. Half of that is $35 million. which that's five. So it's about 30 million, about 28 to 30 million. That's an enormous figure. And it's all right in Nebraska's hands, and you guys deserve the credit. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code CHARLIE. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American, really terrific what they're doing. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Here's some breaking news in the Politico article. You ready for this? We have no evidence of this so far. We speculated this. Joe Biden's campaign has been in private talks with Nebraska Democrats, and the state party continues to hammer the efforts to change the law. Joe Biden's campaign is now directly involved in Nebraska politics. So let's talk about this. So they say, oh, we don't have the votes. Well, I don't have the votes for what? Now, I'm going to bring you back in time with Neil Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. In the Senate, there is a tradition to use the filibuster. To get over the filibuster is 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. But the filibuster is a rule. It is not a constitutional provision. It's not a constitutional requirement. It's a tradition. It's a tradition. Do you know who originally got rid of the filibuster? Democrats did. For a couple circuit court judges. Democrats were the first ones to get rid of the filibuster. And McConnell, to his great credit, and you know I am not a fan of McConnell, said you're going to regret the day that you guys have lifted the filibuster, and that day will come back to you. So we were left with a choice. We were left with a choice where we had the presidency that was Republican and the Senate that was Republican, and we were trying to fill the great late Antonin Scalia's vacant seat. There were only 8 members on the U.S. Supreme Court going into February of 2017, a month into Donald Trump's first term. Democrats were adamant that they would not vote for any Trump nominee. Maybe a Manchin, Joe Manchin. But largely the Democrats dug in. So McConnell had a choice and Donald Trump had a choice. Do you try and put a nominee that can get to 60 votes? Someone that pretends to be a moderate like Merrick Garland and propose that individual? Or do you get rid of the antiquated tradition of saying you need 60 votes to suspend debate and instead go to a simple majority vote? And we asked ourselves the question as a movement, do we want to win? And Donald Trump pushed to get rid of the filibuster hard. Mitch McConnell agreed, and we got rid of the filibuster. Neil Gorsuch got on the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett got on the Supreme Court. And we flipped the Supreme Court for a generation by getting rid of the tradition of the filibuster. So in Nebraska, they have a unicameral and they have a rule and they have a filibuster that in order to break debate, you need 33 votes. They say, well, you don't have the votes to pass this. That's not true. This is supported by an overwhelming majority of senators in the unicameral. The question is, do you have the votes to break the filibuster? Hopefully we'll get there. But if not, no big deal. Then you temporarily suspend the filibuster the same way when we had the will to accomplish things with McConnell and Trump changing the Supreme Court away from the direction that it was headed with Obama and with the prior regime. So they say, oh, you know, we don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. Well, what exactly do you mean by that? Do you mean the votes for the filibuster or the votes for the up or down vote. And secondly, some of these holdouts that might say, well, I don't support winner take all, they could vote for cloture, meaning they could vote to end the debate and then just bring it to an up or down vote for passage. Now, mind you, the bill does not require a 33 filibuster-proof majority for passage. It simply only requires it to not die by cloture. Why the Nebraska Senate has such a heavy lift of a filibuster in a state where Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1? I want you to imagine if California had a filibuster rule like this. Imagine if New York had a filibuster rule like this. We are suckers in these red states when we put these filibuster rules that empower Democrats and defecting Republicans. So there is a will. The same way that we had the will and we understood the importance and the significance of Supreme Court seats, there is definitely a will. No, there is definitely a way if the will is there. So we're going to keep a close eye on this. We're going to keep the pressure on. Understand, filibusters don't protect the minority. They protect the majority from votes they're afraid to take. It's their permanent excuse. So if it comes to it, then maybe they might have to temporarily suspend the filibuster. It is that important. The world is in flames, and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of blackout coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. Okay, let's dive into the news yesterday in Arizona. So the Arizona Supreme Court came out yesterday and ruled that now that Roe versus Wade is overturned, Arizona has reverted to the abortion law that it had before the ruling came into force. So what does that mean? Well, Arizona used to be a much better state. So before Roe, it had a real and actual abortion ban. It makes performing an abortion a felony, punishable up by 5 years in prison. Now, let me just be very clear. I'm 100% pro-life, and I've been and I continue to be. I want to see laws that protect the unborn. Here's the reality, though. This law cannot be sustained in the current political environment. You cannot have laws that you like last if they are not in alignment with the will of the people. It's not sustainable. The majority of the people in Arizona almost assuredly do not want a complete and total abortion ban. They will turn out in major numbers to get rid of it. If it's a choice between the law and no restrictions at all up until the moment of birth, then Arizona voters will likely pick no restrictions up to the moment of birth. Now, I think that's wrong. I think it's a huge moral failure, but it's the reality of what Arizona and the majority of the country has come to. Now, to be clear, this was not some liberal ruling designed to put us in a trap. The Arizona Supreme Court is 100% Republican. And frankly, this ruling was likely the correct one, but it still puts us in a very tough spot. So what I sent out yesterday is very clear, which is this, which is sometimes you don't get to choose when you fight the big battles. Getting rid of abortion is an irrefutable and necessary moral good for society in Arizona. However, like all major moral fights in America, they come with a potential political cost. It is likely that the majority of Arizonans won't like this decision. The majority of people in Arizona want abortion, and they want it now. Now, incredibly, Donald Trump preempted this ruling by one day. The best path is likely for the Arizona legislature to throw this back to the voters on the ballot in November. Let me say that again. That is the solution. The solution is that the House and the Senate in Arizona can put an alternative ballot referendum, one that is supported by a vast majority of Americans, one that is popular in the state of Florida, one that Ron DeSantis got done in the state of Florida, which is a heartbeat bill. A heartbeat bill is far more popular than a total ban. Now, Trump has pledged to respect the will of the states and their voters. And we can credibly message on this and decouple the top of the ticket, Trump versus Biden versus RFK, from down ballot issues. A tall task, but infinitely more plausible given Trump's announcement. Now, let me editorialize for a second here. I have received some pretty angry text messages in the last couple days because people say, Charlie, you're insufficiently pro-life. They say that, you know, you're not fighting for the unborn. I mean, this is silly rubbish, to be firstly. Secondly, if you don't have political power, then you're not going to be able to advance any of the issues that we care deeply about. Here's the other problem, and this is the sad reality. The Republican Party and many of our voters are not as pro-life as they say they are, and that's just the reality of it. And yesterday was the test. Yesterday was the stress test. Arizona comes forward with the Supreme Court and says, you know, no abortions, which was always the stated goal. And instead of saying, celebrating, people immediately come out and say, we're against the ruling. Unfortunately, there are millions and millions of people that go to church and they're Christians who secretly or not so secretly will say they want an abortion as an option in case if their daughter gets pregnant. Now, look, over time, we can start to win more people over. Over time, we could build consensus. In some way, it's a proper ruling at an improper time. You need to make sure your laws fit with the will of the people. If the laws don't fit with the will of the people, you're going to get major political backlash. If this election coming in November is simply and solely about abortion, then we have failed as political operatives, activists, and patriots. There are other issues as well that are incredibly pressing that involve the culture of life, an open border, the destruction of the nation and the destruction of the country. And the Democrats, they are salivating. The Democrats thought they won the presidency yesterday. I hope you understand that. Now, we can't let that happen. The legislature of Arizona needs to put a counter ballot measure on the ballot to allow the people of Arizona to decide on whether or not they want a heartbeat bill. If the people of Arizona say they don't want it, then the will of the people will be honored. Donald Trump says put it in the hands of the states. The state legislature say we're going to put it in the hands of the voters. The Democrats rely on this issue. They don't have anything else to run on, anything else to run on. And I've said this before, and I get attacked and criticized. But the state of Arizona and the country, they are not nearly as pro-life as I am. And that's a reality. You have to politics is the art of the possible. Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, came out swinging yesterday. And she is being praised by Republicans. She's being praised by swing voters. Joe Biden probably received a couple point boost over this if there is no counter. And do you know what I didn't see yesterday? And this just proves my point. I did not see major amount of enthusiasm in the pro-life community about this or Republicans ready to go. Instead, it was running for the hills, effectively giving up on the issue. Play cut 56.
Hello, Arizona. It's Governor Katie Hobbs. Like millions of women across Arizona, I am reeling from the Supreme Court's callous decision to uphold the 1864 total abortion ban. This archaic law, which was written by men 48 years before Arizona even became a state, threatens the lives of countless women and strips us of control over our bodies. Today seems like a dark day, but I assure Arizona women that the fight for our reproductive freedoms is far from over. My message to Arizona women is this: I will not stop fighting until we have fully secured the right to reproductive health care in our state. I refuse to let radical extremists take control over women's bodies or tell my 22-year-old daughter that she has less rights than I did when I was her age.
It's the governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. She shouldn't be the governor of Arizona, but she is. And she's leaning all in on this. Here is the counter. You got to put it in the hands of the voters. So the Democrats have a ballot referendum on the ballot in Arizona that says abortion, no restrictions, including late term, no rules, as wild as it gets. So what an opportunity for, and by the way, it doesn't require the governor's signature. The legislature can put something on the ballot if they just get it through the committee, get a vote. And I researched all this last night, talked to Tyler Boyer at length about it. So you have to have a counter one that can build consensus, that people can support. People say, but Charlie, if abortion is on the ballot at all, it's going to drive up Democrat turnout. Answer, it's already going to be on the ballot. It's already on the ballot. We have so much going in our favor politically. You have one of the most frail, unpopular presidents. You have an economy that people are not thrilled with. You have a wide open border, a country where the American people have an approval rating of Joe Biden of like 35 to 38%, yet he very well still might get reelected on this one issue. I'm going to say that again. He very well might get reelected on this one issue. You could end up losing 60, 70, 80% of all female voters on this one particular issue. And the media is, they are just carrying the water on this. The framing of Arizona, they say 1864 Civil War era law now into effect. I was getting text messages from conservative Christian women in Arizona saying, Charlie, tell me this isn't true. Tell, you know, we need to have some exceptions. We need to have X, Y, Z. Look, I mean, this is the current state of affairs. And what the legislature shouldn't do is some sort of like, oh, you know, we're only going to do the late term abortion. No, throw it back to the voters. Let the voters decide. And by the way, if there are two competing ballot measures around the same topic, whichever ballot measure gets more votes ends up becoming law. And what a win it would be for Arizona to say, hey, they're going to now parallel the Florida law, heartbeat bill. Who could possibly be against a heartbeat bill? It's common sense. It's popular. It's great framing. And you just throw it into the hands of the voters. And if the voters don't want it, you have to respect the will of the people. We are a republic after all. You don't have to agree with it. You can hate it. And the other part is this, is that Donald Trump is smart to try to decouple from the abortion enthusiasm. You want Donald Trump to be president? Here's a sad reality for you. Not a sad reality. It's just the reality. Donald Trump needs pro-abortion voters to vote for him in some of these states. Let me say that again. Donald Trump needs people that support abortion to vote for him to become president. There is no path without it. Arizona is only about a 30% pro-life state. And I want to just remind you, abortion bills failed in Montana, Ohio, and Kansas. So two things can be simultaneously true. You can be morally clear and thrilled about the protection of the unborn and also very worried that it's not going to last and it's not going to stick. And that if you have laws that do not fit the populace, you'll have a backlash and you'll be displaced from political power. Just look at the Democrats in Virginia when they ignored the parents' issues and Glenn Youngkin became governor. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You might be wondering why some of my age is talking to you about an organization that's been associated with older generation. And no, I don't mean the radical AARP. It's because preserving the foundation of our nation and promoting conservative values isn't just for seniors. It's for all Americans, regardless of age. That's why I want to talk to you about the other organization, AMAC. Yes, they champion issues that are critical to the senior community, but their mission and impact go way beyond that, offering incredible benefits and opportunities for conservatives of every age. Joining AMAC means you aren't only supporting advocacy for older Americans, you're also becoming part of a larger movement to protect our freedoms and ensure our nation endures for generations to come. Plus, here's the fun part, you'll enjoy member-only benefits and discounts on things like travel, food, theme parks, movie tickets, special car insurance rates, and more. The bottom line is that our fight for conservative values need fresh energy and wisdom and experience. So whether you're young and looking to make a difference or a seasoned patriot with an undying passion for freedom, AMAC is your home. Join today at amac.us/Kirk. Go and get a membership for your parents too and your grandparents for only $16 a year. It's the best way to play a crucial role in securing the future for all Americans. Do not wait. Join AMAC now at amac.us/Kirk. The Democrats, this abortion issue is a money printing issue for them. Their oligarchs are so enthusiastic about protecting a woman's right to choose and pumping in hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's not just that the pro-life issue doesn't raise as much money. It's that pro-life groups are notoriously underfunded. Our donors are not nearly as fired up on this issue. So a good challenge to pro-life groups is to spend more and put your money where your mouth is. Support Students for Life, support Lila Rose, support the great ones. But the abortion industry is 100 to 150 to 200 times bigger than the pro-life movement. And that should also give you some hope at how successful the pro-life movement has been despite being outspent. Here's the reality. There are probably 7 to 10 states at most that politically would tolerate and support a full abortion ban. Probably 7 to 10 states. Arizona is not one of them. Now, some of you are emailing me, but Charlie, this is a life or death issue. We should not compromise on this. Keep the 1864 ban in. We will not budge an inch. Okay, let's go through this. Number one, it takes 60 days for it to go into effect. Number two, the governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, said, we're not going to enforce the law. You just get to it. She says, we're not going to enforce the law. Number three, the moderates in the Arizona House and Senate are already negotiating with Katie Hobbs to say, let's go back to the law of the Roe versus Wade law of 15 weeks or 18 weeks. What I'm proposing is a counter to actually be able to drive pro-life turnout, to help us in Hispanic neighborhoods, to put this into the will of the people and say, we're going to have a counter to your ballot referendum. And this November will decide it. And if that bothers you, say, I don't like that plan, then you're making my point that the majority of the people don't support this. I actually think that you could win a heartbeat bill in Arizona. That I think you can win. I think that there's enough support for that. And it would also give people a little bit more. Again, a total abortion ban is not tolerated by a lot of people. It's just not. You look at Florida, for example. They say, oh, there's all this backlash against that. It's actually rather largely supported in Florida. And I also just want to emphasize one thing. Katie Hobbs saying she's not going to enforce the law. Does she get to just choose what laws she's going to enforce? The Arizona Supreme Court made the right decision. It's just as simple as it is. The provision was really clear, which is what gets kicked into effect when Roe versus Wade is no longer the primary decision of the Supreme Court. It's the law that was in place before. You don't get to make up your own laws. You don't get to come up with your own stuff. And Katie Hobbs just comes out. She says, yeah, I'm going to enforce my own laws. You may hate the law. Instead, Katie Hobbs should have said, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to try to pass a different law, all this sort of stuff. You get to just choose what laws you're going to enforce. Governors and presidents just choosing what laws they want to ignore is the beginning of destroying the republic. What if she just decides not to enforce murder laws, theft laws, anarchy, end of civilization, like Biden with student loans? We have a process that we respect. We are so firm to follow the law, we're afraid to put hands on foreigners that are invading Texas and send them back to the country of origin. Oh, we got to follow the law. Katie Hobbs just comes out brazenly, because she knows the media will defend her, the courts will defend her, that the people are largely on her side on this. And Katie Hobbs just saying, I don't care about the law. I'm going to do what I want to do, and we're not going to follow the Arizona Supreme Court. That is the buried lead here with Katie Hobbs. And she should be called out for that. Katie Hobbs should be called out for how she gets to choose whatever law she wants to live under. You see, this is how Republicans should play offense. Hold on, Katie Hobbs. The Supreme Court comes down for... So do you get to choose which ones you like? If the Supreme Court came down and said, oh yeah, abortion is perfectly fine, you would accept that decision, you would celebrate it. Do you respect the institutions that interpret the laws, or do you not? And it's obviously very clear with Katie Hobbs, she doesn't. Our side respects the laws, respects the customs, and respects the traditions. So it's a real tough situation here. It's a tough situation because morally, I'm very clear. I want to make, eventually, build a movement where abortion is unthinkable and it doesn't happen in the country. Happens in Arizona. And I see a population that doesn't want that and doesn't fit. And so while it might be, okay, yeah, you get 90 days or 100 days of this, by the way, not even forcing it. So the abortion clinics are remaining open. They're just ignoring the law. You might say, oh, this is one of them. They're just going to ignore the law. And it very well could result in November, where the Democrats win everything. They might win everything if this issue isn't sorted out. That is not hyperbole. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.